谢谢。
Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, let me congratulate you on assuming the first presidency of the 2025 session of the CD. I appreciate the work done by the Ambassador Meron, the permanent representative of Israel. We thank him for a huge amount of work that he has done during the intersessional period. China will fully support you and your team during the presidency, aimed at a good start to this session work. I wish to take this opportunity to extend my greetings, best wishes to new colleagues and departing colleagues, and Happy New Year to everyone. Mr. President, since the closure of the last year's session, the international situation continues to be fraught by turmoil and chaos, with geopolitical conflicts prolonging and escalating. Factors of instability and uncertainty in the international security are increasing significantly. The international arms control system is facing more serious challenges, and the trend of polarization and fragmentation of camps is intensifying. This is fully reflected in the number of resolutions or decisions adopted by voting in the First Committee of the General Assembly at its 79th session. This will inevitably impact the work of CD this year. As the sole multilateral disarmament negotiating body established by the SSOD1, the Conference on Disarmament is irreplaceable. It is imperative that all member states of the conference uphold the spirit of mutual respect, adhere to the principle of consensus, and on this basis, appropriately address differences on issues such as the participation by observer states through full consultation, and make a decision on the work of the conference for this year as soon as possible, in accordance with the rules of procedure, so as to start substantive work in a comprehensive and balanced manner. During last year's session, the CD, after repeated consultations, made special arrangements for the establishment of five subsidiary bodies and adopted by consensus the reports of the CD and its subsidiary bodies. This will help start substantive work at an earlier stage this year on the basis of last year's work. China supports the President's efforts to continue full consultation with all sides on the details of a decision on the work of the CD this year, with a view to a proposal acceptable to all. China has noted the universal support of all sides for adopting a decision on the work of the conference for 2025 as soon as possible, and for establishing and resuming the work of strategic bodies on the basis of decision CD/2390 and 2391, adopted by the conference last year. China is open to the idea about a proposal to simplify the draft resolution. What's important, China believes, is that decisions on the work of the conference, establishment of subsidiary bodies, and designation of coordinators should be done in strictly accordance with the relevant provisions of the rules of procedure of the CD, and that subsidiary bodies and their coordinators should carry forward their work in accordance with their mandates. The timetable for these bodies should also take into account the disarmament agenda for the Geneva platform of this year, so as to avoid overburdening member states. As far as China is concerned, the priority issue of CD is to promote negotiating of prevention of arms race in outer space and negative security assurances. The discussions in the CD in recent years, including discussions in its subsidiary bodies, have shown that although all parties emphasize the key role of the conference as the sole multilateral disarmament negotiating body, there is still a great deal of disagreement on the priority issues and the specific issues facing the CD. At the same time, conference cannot function in a vacuum. The overall international security environment, relations among major powers, the change of government and policy review in some countries, and the launch of various disarmament processes outside the CD will all have a significant impact on the work of the conference. Therefore, while promoting the work of the CD and upholding its authority, we also need realistic expectations and a pragmatic mindset with regard to the work of the CD this year. As pointed out by Mr. President, we need to take one step at a time. Mr. President, this year marks the 80th anniversary of the founding of the UN. The historic process of humankind has reached another critical point. History has proved that only through multipolarization of the world in an equal and orderly manner, genuine multilateralism, and a common, comprehensive, cooperative, and sustainable concept of security can we effectively maintain international peace and security and promote the international arms control and disarmament process. It is our hope that under your leadership and that of the other members of the P6, the work of the conference can make progress this year. Thank you, Mr. President.